I'm Austin Kim with the latest headlines on the chaos in Afghanistan. President Biden says he stands by the withdrawal after the Afghan government collapsed and the Taliban took control of Kabul. The president says he was faced with a choice: stick with the agreement negotiated with the Taliban under the Trump administration to pull out this year, or send thousands more troops back in for another prolonged engagement. President Biden says there would never be a good time to withdraw, and he said the U.S. spent billions building up the Afghan government and army, but said the country's political and military leaders simply gave up the fight.
We could not provide them was the will to fight for that future. There's some very brave and capable Afghan special forces units and soldiers. But if Afghanistan is unable to mount any real resistance to the Taliban now, there is no chance that 1 year, 1 more year, 5 more years, or 20 more years, the U.S. military boots in the ground would have made any difference. Here's what I believe to my core. It is wrong to order American troops to step up when Afghanistan's own armed forces would not.
The president making the remarks, but taking no questions as the U.S. works to get its diplomatic staff and Afghan aides out of the country. But the State Department is telling U.S. citizens who haven't been able to make it to Kabul's international airport to shelter in place for now as officials try to ensure safe passage. Thousands of Afghans have swarmed the airport, which appears to be the last possible exit route since the Taliban have not only taken the capital, but have also shut down border crossings. The father of Nobel Prize winner Malala Yousafzai called on the international community to step up to help the refugees.
This is a huge human disaster, a crisis, and refugees should be welcomed in the neighboring countries. And the world powers now, they should extend their maximum humanitarian access to the people of Afghanistan. And I hope that UN Security Council and other powers, they will not lag behind and they will let down the people of Afghanistan who are right now suffering and very much suffering.
Malala was attacked by the Taliban in Pakistan. She's been an advocate for women's rights, including education. And now many Afghans, particularly women, fear losing some of the freedoms they've had a chance to experience. One female member of the Afghan parliament says their future is uncertain, but things look grim under renewed Taliban rule.
Do I have a space here to work for my people in my country or not? So we are risking our lives just for this answer, and we deserve it to be we deserve it to know that what's happening in our country, but who to ask and who to seek help for? There's no one.
And now there are many questions we're working to answer here on Newsy. Why did the Afghan army and government, the U.S. spent so much time and money trying to build, seemingly melt away as the Taliban approached? And is the U.S. again at risk of renewed terror attacks from abroad? Join us on Newsy tonight in 1 hour and on Morning Rush tomorrow at 7 Eastern as we look ahead to what's next.